I'm Bill Littlefield. Leo Ferris helped create the NBA and basketball shot clock, so why don't more people remember his name? That's next week on Only a Game. Now for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
After Kentucky lost to North Carolina in Sunday's Elite Eight men's game, Kentucky coach John Calipari had something to say about the officiating, and I guess Kentucky fans did as well.
Yeah, and Kentucky fans are disgracing themselves at a pretty rapid pace here. A referee named John Higgins, who worked the game, not only did they work their internet magic trying to destroy his roofing business, he got death threats and stuff, and John Calipari should apologize to his family immediately and do something about this.
Attendance was way down in this year's women's NCAA regionals, something like 50% lower than it was 3 years ago. Have you any sense of why this has happened?
Except they keep putting them at neutral sites in huge buildings. And I don't have a problem with them, given the size of arenas these days, I don't have a problem with them going to campus sites. Mm. I mean, the coaches will complain, but I don't care about that. So,
on Thursday, the North Carolina legislature voted to repeal the controversial HB 2 bathroom bill after months of pressure from the NCAA, which had threatened not to hold events in North Carolina. Does this fix everything?
No, because it's not a compromise and it doesn't fix the bill. What it does is try to put a little gloss on it so the NCAA won't pull its events for 4 years. The discriminatory aspects of HB 2 are still there. They've just been subcontracted to cities and towns. And this particular compromise in practice will exist only at the sufferance of the North Carolina legislature, which collectively is out of its mind. So, no, if the NCAA buys this, the NCAA is even dumber than I thought it was.
Well, then that's the next question. Right. Will the NCAA buy this, or will they recognize it as fraudulent?
I think they want to buy it. If they do buy it, they're going to get even more heat than they think they're going to get.
Major League Baseball season begins this weekend.
Yay!
To paraphrase a popular rhetorical question normally associated with another sport, are you ready for some baseball?
I guess, yeah. I'm ready for the concept of a defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
I love it. I love it. Because this is the time of year for predictions, so who do you suppose the Cubs will play in the World Series this year?
Well, now that the respective voodoo that they do so well is gone, I think we can safely have a Cubs-Red Sox World Series without a meteor plunging to Earth before the first pitch of Game 7.
President Trump has turned down an invitation to throw out the first pitch when the Washington Nationals open their season against the Miami Marlins on Monday. Scheduling conflict, he says. Golf?
Who knows? All right, multiple choice question for our audience. One, he doesn't throw the ball very well.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he doesn't want to appear and get booed by 70,000 people. Or three, the Nationals couldn't meet his price.
That could be. It could be all of the above.
It actually could be. Or D, all of the above.
You know, there are people who really object when politicians come out at ball games to throw out the first pitch and do things like that. They don't think that should happen. I think it should happen because when I can see those guys out on the ball field, I know they're not doing anything mischievous somewhere else.
That's exactly right.
I'm very happy to see them out there.
That's exactly right. And, of course, the first president to throw out the first pitch was noted physical fitness expert William Howard Taft.
The U.S. women's hockey team got a new deal this week, Charlie. What are the key points of that deal, and what does it mean for the team as they play in the World Championships?
You know, more money, more money, more money, more player safety, more player insurance. But the most impressive thing to me about this, and this is such a hockey thing, Bill, is that the women's hockey team stuck together and fought a labor action. And USA Hockey tried to hire scabs, and they couldn't find any.
And all the way down to the high school
that
level.
That is such a hockey thing.
It's great. It's great. Money has begun to change hands, Charlie, in connection with the NFL's billion-dollar concussion settlement. So that's a good thing, right?
No, it's a mess. And it's a lot of money. And plaintiffs are fighting with their lawyers, and lawyers are fighting with other lawyers.
And lawyers are getting the money.
Lawyers are getting the money, and lawyers are stealing clients from other. It's just a disaster. I don't know that it's possible because I'm not a lawyer but I only play one here on Only a Game. But this calls out for some kind of special master to come here and just try to make some order out of this because it's so disgusting what happened to the players that those players should be allowed the dignity of having the settlement handled in a decent way.
On Monday, NFL owners approved the move of the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas. The Raiders announced they'd play two, maybe even three more seasons in Oakland before the move. And then Scott McKibben, the executive director of the Oakland Alameda Coliseum Authority, said, I'll be the judge of that.
Yes!
Are we looking at a team that's going to be playing all its games on the road until the Vegas move takes place?
Well, to be fair, McKibben says there's no way they're going to play in 2019. Having watched the Oakland fans over 50 years, I am not an adherent to the cooler heads prevailing in regards to this. This will only give the Oakland fans two more years to get even crazier and even angrier about this.
These are people who show up at football games dressed like extras from Mad Max.
Exactly, and maybe not extras.
Maybe
the leads.
Right.
But and if you recall, the last year of the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, when the fans knew the team was leaving, they ended up with people ripping out the seats in the stadium and throwing them onto the field.
Yep.
And believe me, the people in Cleveland are a preschool compared to the Raiders fans.
They didn't want souvenirs. They wanted missiles.
That's right.
Right. All right, it's time to celebrate National Hockey League ref Wes McCauley, who I learned this week has a flair for the dramatic when he switches on his microphone during games in order to make announcements. Let's listen to him.
After reviewing the play, the call on the ice stands. We got a goal!
And I love this announcement of matching fighting penalties from a recent Bruins-Canadiens game.
Five for Montreal, number 47 for Boston. Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
I'm not usually in favor of game officials becoming the show, but this guy makes a case for it.
That is absolutely fabulous. And how did this guy get away from the WWE?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Finally, Charlie, an airport in Portugal has been named after soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, and the facility has been graced with a bust of Mr. Ronaldo as a terrifying alien. I can't look at this for more than a few seconds because I'm afraid I would turn to stone.
As the unfortunate victim of a letterpress accident, the hair is going up in one direction. The eyes are sliding toward each other.
If they name an airport after you, do you get to say, thank you very much, but please throw a towel over that bust?
Please put my initials on this airport and give this thing to American International Pictures.
You can find Charlie Pierce's sports writing in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.